start by just taking a few deep breaths, getting comfortable in your seat. And if you need to shift or adjust, you can do that now and just really get here, really get comfortable. And if you like, you can even do a body scan right now just to see where you're at, just to see where you're holding tension, if there is any tension, where most of your energy might be residing, both to cultivate awareness, and also we'll do a body scan at the end, just to see if anything's shifted. Then we're gonna work on the center of the head energy tool. So we're gonna make a space in the center of our head that represents neutrality, and just that space where all is well, everything happens for a reason. It's the clairvoyant space, it's the sixth chakra. So just seeing beyond what life is giving you to help eliminate our reactions to life so that we can more authentically respond to life. So we'll start by creating this space first, so creating the environment. You can draw all your energy to the center of your head, so right in between your ears and behind your eyes. So if you need to, you can like tap right above your ears or at your third eye to draw the energy there. And then we're going to visualize an environment that represents peace to you. So it could be somewhere that you've been before. It could be your living room, it could be the beach, or you could totally be making this up as we go. And we're just gonna paint the scene first. This is gonna be the environment in the center of your head. So we're just creating it as we go. Try and bring in as much detail as possible. So is it indoors? Is it outdoors? Is it a familiar place to you? Are you making it up? What are the colors that are present? What imagery is present? Try and get a 360 view of this space. We're investing a lot of energy in this space to really make it real for us. To increase the efficacy of the tool. So just notice what colors are present, what imagery is present. Are there any sounds to this environment? Mine's in the middle of the ocean, so it sounds like waves. Smells like salt. Is there a smell to your environment, to the center of your head? Is there a sound to it? Is there a feel to it? Is it outdoors? Is there wind? Is it indoors? Is the ceiling fan on? Thank you. self, only a shrunken down version? Are they maybe look a little bit more peaceful? The shoulders might be a little bit more relaxed, maybe looking a little bit more confident. You can tweak this imagery as well. So in the center of my head, I have cold skin and purple eyes. So you can play around with it however you like. Self, get really familiar with the center of your head. Have a walk around in there, exploring the space. You can have them do your favorite activities in there to really own that space and make it yours so that the space benefits you. It's here for you and you alone. Get to that insta-calm, the insta-peace, for you to be able to tap into the big picture. So whether it's cooking, dancing, playing music, bowling, whatever it may be, go ahead and do your favorite activity in the center of your head. If you like, you can dress yourself up in your favorite outfit in the center of your head. Just really make this yours. Really get at home. Really get comfortable here. Again, because we're just now creating it, go ahead and tweak it as much as you need to. So if you need to add furniture, subtract furniture, add more or less props, go for it. It is a neutral space, and so it's good to not have people or pets in there, or pictures of people or pets. There's a trap door in the center of your head, so if there's any people or pets, they can go right down that trap door. And the reason being is that we do tend to react to people, to pets, to loved ones. We do form attachment to it, and this is a neutral space, void of attachment. So we're just getting rid of those, any triggers that might have us reacting or attaching. Notice that there's a seat in the center of your head. You can go ahead and examine the seat. Again, the seat might be a seat that you've experienced before. It might be your favorite lazy chair at home. Or it could be a seat that you're totally making up. It could be like a royal throne that you're now sitting on. Go ahead and take a good look at the seat. Again, we're just barely creating it, so if you need to go through a few seats until you find the right one, go for it. Notice its size. Notice its shape. The material it's made of. How sturdy is it? How does it feel? Does it recline? Take it in with as much detail as possible. This is going to be your seat for neutrality. This is going to be the seat in the center of your head. Well, and I can take a break from thinking too much. tapped into the bigger picture, and you're able to see beyond events or situations, or you're able to know and feel and trust in the beyond, whether or not you're seeing it.
Practice. Go ahead.
that work for you. So it'll just be rotating around you, picking up all that environmental energy so that you don't have to. Creating those energetic boundaries to help the psychological ones.
Offering